Hello everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Are you looking for dice or accessories for your tabletop gaming? Look no further than Metallic Dice Games, a premium vendor of metallic and gemstone dice. Listeners of this podcast can receive 10% off any purchase anytime by using the promo code RBP10. So head on over to metallicdicegames.com for all your gaming needs. And don't forget to use the promo code RBP10 to save 10% on any purchase. Enjoy the show.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange. The Dark Spiral.
So you guys just returned from
Mouth of Swords.
Mouth of Swords, yeah.
Swords.
And we went to the crow lady.
Gave her her eggs
gave
back.
Gave her back her eggs.
Gave you the eggs. She gave you the information. I assume you took notes.
Oh, I did take notes. They're very crappy notes.
Pretty sad.
I got this. Maybe.
Supplier is a man called the Dustman.
Dustman. Rimshon?
Rook.
Ramash? Ooh, man, I need to write better.
That would help.
I have Biomon Shop is what I wrote down. I don't know what that means.
Nishtim?
Places, whole body grafts, place harmonious.
Yes. Cyborg.
Mm-hmm. It's in Rook. It's a, like, we have to recurse there.
Dang,
you at a Biomin shop at a place called Whole Body Graphs.
I'm a lazy note writer.
You have the full notebook, too.
I know. Mm-hmm. All right. So we gotta go to Rook. We gotta find this dude.
Yep. And you guys recursed back to the estate. Because yes. No one's ever been to Rook before.
New.
No. So
we didn't want to f*** it up.
Yeah. So in the morning, you all receive a page to come to the conference room.
Conference room.
And we determined that the Dustman was the guy that was controlling the zombies, right?
We think.
You still assume that that's the case.
From
you
what?
Confirmed that the Dustman is the one who took the eggs.
Stevie.
Saw, maybe.
Vision, or whatever it was.
He reminded me of the cloaked figure.
Yeah,
correct.
I can't say with 100% certainty that it is the same person,
sure,
but
you
I can infer that it is the same person.
You're like 97% there. Like 97% sure that that's probably the case.
Yes, but I can't say with 100% certainty.
Right. I mean, there could be more than one.
I am assuming. And you know what happens when you assume.
Everything guys, works out perfectly.
Yeah.
Shusha, guys, my feet are getting really warm.
My feet are really warm.
I can't feel my feet.
John Lucas.
Aww.
Josh wins.
Wah, wah,
turn the recording
wah.
Off. We're done.
And that was the Strange.
I can't drop this mic.
No, please don't. Those are expensive mics. Yeah, so you guys get a page to from Keaton saying to come to the conference room.
Michael Keaton.
When you walk in there, assuming that you do what your SO tells you to do.
I'm a rule follower.
Only if I get to call him daddy.
Probably not a good idea.
I don't know.
He might like it. I don't think he
might be kinky.
We don't know.
Seems to be a pretty grumpy old man.
Those are the kinky ones.
Yeah.
He needs to blow off some steam.
So when you guys walk in,
yep.
I'll read the thing that says read aloud. You see donuts, coffee, and vegetable tray are laid out in the conference room table. There are three people eating and engaging in quiet conversation. They're gathered around the table. Two you recognize, lead operative Catherine Manners, and research chief Hertzfeld. Of course, Keaton is also there. The third is a tall woman with short cropped blonde hair. Despite her black jeans, blouse, and stylish yellow jacket, her physique and posture betray a military background.
Mystery lady.
So technically there are four people there. I don't know why it doesn't list Keaton as
so
not being in there.
So she's blonde?
Yeah.
Blonde.
Yes. Blonde lady.
Short, cropped, blonde hair.
Let me write better notes.
With military background.
Well.
Maybe.
Sort of. That's at least what the physique shows. So when you walk in, you are greeted.
By all these people or just by Keaton?
You're greeted by Manners, who of Manners. Course is like the top notch.
Nanners?
Manners. Manners. Catherine Manners.
The lady who we found the badge in the very beginning.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
Oh my goodness, it's a long time ago.
It was months ago.
She's the lead operative.
Lead operative. I'm going to write better notes. So
it's my probably a good idea. Manners stands up and says, welcome, please grab something to eat, something to drink. When you sit down, she says, this is Ambassador Uintaru. She is a consultant of the estate.
How do you spell that?
U-E-N-T-A-R-U. Uintaru. That's how it's pronounced.
I'm just writing it phonetically. Taru.
Consultant. So she's a consultant?
Yes.
To the estate.
Could I get a reminder of the effort enhancer I have does?
The effort enhancer?
Yes.
What did you remember where it came from?
It's a cipher. That's all I know. It's a non-combat effort enhancer. I remember what my ray emitter does.
Doesn't it enhance the effort?
Did you get that in the Mouth of Swords, or did you get that from Donna Ilsa?
I think the Mouth of Swords.
Million bad guys with swords.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I know it enhances effort.
Oh, I might actually have it.
I see intellect booster.
Because I have one too. Hold on.
Now that you are on Earth, it appears as an injection rather than a lime elixir, as it was on Arden.
Hardcore drugs.
The effect is that the user can apply one level of effort to a non-combat task without spending any points from a pool.
Got it.
The level of effort provided by this cipher does not count toward the maximum amount of effort a character can normally apply to one task.
Cool. Okay. That's what I figured. I just kind of wanted the actual definition.
Yeah. Ms. Manners, she says that Ambassador Uintaru is a native of the universe of normal matter. She isn't from Earth, but rather an alien civilization hundreds of thousands of light years from Earth.
Native of universe of what?
Normal matter. She says Uintaru's world, Mykayum, was not as lucky as Earth. Like every other realm, she's come across in her travels, it was destroyed by about a thousand years ago by plantivores.
Oh boy.
Plantivores?
Planetivores.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. Did I say plant? I probably said plant. Planet.
You do.
Planetivore.
Okay.
World eater, I guess.
Yeah, I knew what you meant.
Galactus.
Well, it's like an herbivore, carnivore, omnivore.
She says that Uintaru fled.
She looks good for being 1,000 years old. Just saying, y'all.
Well,
we threw Lucas off.
Yeah, because I don't remember that. I don't feel like that's how I read that.
But. It's the blonde crop top. Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, Uintaru was a military scientist among her kind. She escaped into the Chaos Sphere thanks to advanced technology she commanded. She's able to save herself, but only watch in horror and shame as her civilization was consumed by a planetivore.
See, she is 1,000 years old.
She became caught up in the end of her world. She had to turn away and flee across the dark energy network. But she does do good works. She'd like to redeem her home world. One way she does so is by helping other survivors. Now that she's discovered Earth and the estate, she wants to help organize and learn more about the Chaosphere. It's at this point that Uintaru stands up, and she says that I'm fascinated by Earth's special connection to the Strange. The people on Earth, even those who are quick and probably don't realize how special your planet is. Unlike any other place that I've ever visited before, Earth has this special relationship to the Chaosphere. One of my projects is to discover why. I tend to believe that sometime during Earth's late heavy bombardment 4 billion years ago, perhaps a massive object hit your planet, forming your moon.
The cube.
Maybe that object is somehow resonating with the dark energy network.
Wait, hold on. Pause. They're totally bringing evolution into this.
Maybe?
Just saying. Okay, continue.
Massive okay. object hit after meteors.
Well, not yeah. evolution, but like, you know, the production of our moon and our planet.
Sorry.
The Big Bang.
Manners then says, Uintaru, in fact, has some information regarding your particular predicament, the spiral dust. Hmm. Uintaru kind of clears her throat. She says, spiral dust isn't made up of ground ciphers or processed violet spirals, as the estate has postulated, at least not in any way that I've been able reverse engineer. Spiral dust can temporarily give a normal creature, even one without the spark, limited abilities, as if the users were quickened. For a period of time that the drug is in their system, it actually is quickened. This your Dr. Hertzfeld has already discovered. And Hertzfeld just kind of gives a bit of a nod.
I would just look at him suspiciously, like, how the hell would you know that?
Because he's been studying it the entire time you guys have been trying to track it down.
That's what I figured.
No, user. I know, but the way she said it made it like it was kind of an implication that he's used it, like, or at least that's the way it sounded for a second.
They used it on monkeys, of course. Or rats or whatever lab species they have, I guess.
You can use it on humans as long as you have the proper approvals.
I don't know how deep the estate goes with that kind of experimentation, but...
It's the government, so probably pretty deep.
I don't think the estate's really the government.
Not entirely, no.
But it's tied to the government, so I have a feeling that you could get FDA approval to use. No, but you could get FDA approval pretty easily to use humans.
I don't think they even have to get FDA approval, to be honest.
You guys were attacked by a bunch of zombies.
Well... And IRL, I'm talking about the estate in this fantasy world, because they kind of operate outside the limits of...
They do, but they also operate with the limits of. So, I have a feeling if you're going to do a scientific study, you're going to get the proper improvements.
Like, just, let's just translate to Arden and do these illegal experiments where it's not illegal there.
They could do that.
Is there a universal FDA? For the universe?
Maybe.
There is.
Time cops, time police.
Yeah, right.
Whatever that
it's called Doctor Who.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking more episode of South Park. Anyways, continue.
Oh God, I know that episode.
So, sorry, spiral dust gives people basically
they're able to be
a quickened ability while the drug is in the system.
Yeah. So I do have a question.
Please hold your questions.
Okay.
Now, Ms. Manners has allowed me to go through your paperwork and what you've been able to find. You have found that perhaps people are potentially translating dreams, perhaps. I do know that these dreams of heavy users represent the user's dream self-appearing in a random recursion during that sleep period. The user's body does not go. It seems that you have also dealt with a possible overdose victim. Overdose results in a one-way translation. The users disappear because of instead of his dream self-appearing in a random recursion, he fully translates against his will and is deposited in a mysterious recursion. The nature of that recursion is something that I've spent much time investigating without any success. You also have reports of what you call the Dust Man. I'm sure that you've sussed out that the Dustman and Spiral Dust are in fact connected.
Yes.
Sometimes users describe seeing this man in their dreams. He's a shadowy figure in a hood, usually without features, though sometimes with points of sapphire fire eyes. The Dustman can, in fact, control addicts. Evidence suggests that the Dustman can control their minds through some kind of psychic connection. Those so controlled seem fully in the grip of a Spiral Dust trip, which means that they aren't as dangerous as they could be, but once released, addicts can't remember anything that happened during the preceding period. They've also been informed of your, what did you call it, zombie attack?
Yes.
If the Dustman can completely activate a Spiral Dust addict, the addict dies. This quickened zombie is born, intent on achieving the last command imparted by the Dustman. This last point is incredibly aggravating. Incredibly frightening. Now, you may ask your questions.
You have the floor.
So the Spiral Dust makes average humans, people, whatever. It makes them quickened, even though they're not aware of being quickened.
Yes. Even if they don't have the spark, as most people on Earth seem to.
So us quickened people with the spark, when we use it, it just enhances our abilities?
That seems to be the accurate, correct.
But answer. Then we're susceptible to the Dust Man's influence while on it? Or is there a certain amount we have to use to be able to be influenced by him?
It seems that everyone is susceptible. But yes, someone in your condition would probably be more susceptible.
Got it.
With your heightened senses.
So, no using Spiral Dust to enhance our abilities to go fight him, because that's not going to work. I just wanted to clarify that.
Just chugging it.
Looking at Jimmy over there, who has like 3 vials stashed away somewhere.
Oh, you remember that still? Yeah, I still do.
Yeah.
I was curious if anyone remembered. I still have all those some drugs.
Oh, we knew that, but we know that you're an alcoholic and not a drug addict.
Well, I remember...
trust me.
No, I think... I mean, I know you got some.
Or we're watching you very, very
I remember
closely,
when we went
Jimmy.
To that lady's house and you took some from her. I don't know if you gave it back to her or not. No. I thought you kept it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that was taken from you.
Oh, balls. Yeah. All right.
We'll assume that.
I'm pretty sure it was taken from you by...
He's gathered multiple vials, so who knows how many he still has.
I have still a couple. That's beers. True.
He could have poured some of the vial into a little Ziploc baggie and kept it somewhere.
I think you found some in the Mouth of Swords. I don't remember.
There was stuff. I didn't pick anything up.
Yeah, we found it. We didn't take it.
Gotcha. Yeah. I do remember that.
All right, so...
Yes, it was the last room in the small box was 2 leather pouches with clay pots and a dose of blue sandy substance.
Yep. Yep.
Wow, that's even... I have crappy notes.
So, we...
I take notes every day, so this is...
I'm glad I don't.
Unless anyone else has any more questions about that debriefing...
Well, if it's not crushed up ciphers, or what else did she say? It's crushed up ciphers or what?
She says it isn't made of ground up ciphers or it's processed violet spiral. She just calls it violet spiral.
I don't remember talking about a violet spiral.
Remember that, like, when people are in that state, their eyes have that violet spiral shape in it?
Yeah.
It's something that is akin to spiral dust, but it's not a tangible thing, is what she's getting at.
Does this lady know where this dude lives on Rook? Or where? At area?
We do.
We do?
We know where to find him.
Yeah, we do.
So I guess the next step would be to try to find him and put an end to him?
Absolutely.
Well, yes, but my question is more of, if it's not those things, do we know... Possibly, do we have a new theory of what it could be made of?
No.
But I feel like if we stop the man, we'll probably stop the dust.
That is the hope.
Since he's the one who is mostly benefiting from it, we don't have any idea of how he actually controls the users, correct? We know that he has the power to, we just don't know how.
It's mind. It's something within this dust that links him to those people.
Well, yeah.
Maybe it's himself.
Just like the Squatty Potty commercial where like ice cream comes from a unicorn's ass.
Since he's a cyborg?
Yep. Okay, well.
No, just something I would create.
Sorry.
Do we know anything else about the Dust Man with the sapphire eyes?
It's as much as I know. Unless you know something more that I don't.
We haven't briefed them about what Don Alisa told us yet?
Yeah, you would have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then they know everything we know.
Cool.
I mean, unless you guys are holding something back. Yes, because that's what she's getting at.
I don't think we are.
He's got a cool hat.
I mean, I already told them about the zombie thing where I told everybody about it and nobody believed me that he was controlling them. Just saying.
I believed you.
Well, you guys did. They didn't.
I'd like to offer you guys something that may help in your endeavors. And she puts on the table something that appears as... what does this thing look like? It appears to be two matching fossil-like spirals. She sets them on the table. She says, this is a communicator.
Ooh, walkie-talkies.
I'll just read it directly from the box because that's going to be easier than me trying to put it into dialogue. The effect is... This is an artifact, by the way. It's not a cipher.
Nice.
I'm not sure whether or not this matters. Roll a d6, anybody. Just...
Ooh.
Six.
Okay, so it's a level 8. Level 8 artifact.
You're welcome.
She says this is a communicator. So the effect is, a communicator is a spiral artifact... Sorry, a special artifact. Too many spirals. Communicator is a special artifact of the Strange that travels between recursions when its user translates without losing its abilities. The artifact comes in two pieces. Whoever holds one piece can activate it and verbally communicate with the owner of the matched piece for up to 1 minute per use. The communication is instantaneous and works at any range, even across recursions.
Whoa.
The special effect. Each piece also serves as a recursion key, allowing a quickened creature to translate to the location of the other piece, but otherwise following normal rules of translation. This special effect isn't obvious even to those who know the artifact's main effect, but she would tell you that that's what it can do. The depletion, by the way, is a 1 on a D100, so if you roll a 1... You know, D100, it's depleted. I think that's how that works. We looked it up a while back. It's been a minute. Depletion was weird. She says,
I would laugh really hard if you rolled a D100 right now and got a 1.
Was not. It was a 2.
Yeah,
she says,
this is useless.
Uintaru says, I may be new here and I may not have much say, but I would like to offer myself as a consultant companion with you to Rook. I want to see what Donna Ilse's supplier has to do with the Dust Man.
Oh shit, we're gonna get a side character.
Side piece.
NPC!
NPC.
PC. Yeah. Alright. No, I would. We would totally like you to be with us.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
We have another artifact, don't we?
Hmm?
I don't think so.
Somebody's got a sword that.
Oh, God, frost sword.
Yes, that's what it is. Your frost sword. Frost sword. Yes.
Don't you have a rod that you can shock people with?
Your vamp stick?
You've had for a long time.
Yeah, that I never used. Yeah.
I didn't know that was an artifact.
Yeah, pretty sure it is.
No, you're probably right. I just didn't realize it.
I think those are the only artifacts you have.
Yeah, that makes sense. I just know we got one recently.
Although I think your stealth dress counts as an artifact. So
my two-way dress.
You can give it to her.
I'm liking this. It's my pickup line here.
After the conference, Lawrence Keaton suggests a lunch, I guess, because it's not, it says dinner, which doesn't make sense. So lunch and just a general, you know, chit chat, hang out type of thing, get to know you type stuff. But before you leave, he throws a box on the table that has a level 5 stem and a level 7 curative in it. He says, you may need these in Rook, so use them at your will. So if you want to split those among you, you may.
Are they ciphers?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What did they do?
Let me find the page that they're on. 28.
Because I'm probably going to drop my effort enhancer.
Yeah, I would too. Well, I have one, so if you drop it, it's fine.
And it's non-combat, so I don't know how much effort we're going to be applying to.
Right.
So the curative is a level 7. This appears as a little blue pill. It restores a number of points equal to the cipher's level to the user's might pool, so it gives you back 7 points of might.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't need that.
I need it because I plan on using a lot of might out of my pool.
You should definitely take that.
Yes. Take that.
You can only take 2 ciphers, are you sure, since you've 3. Leveled up to... Okay.
I got one right here.
Oh, okay, sorry.
The level 5 stem appears as a small can or a bottle of ingestible liquid. This decreases the difficulty of the next action taken by 3 steps.
Oh, wow. That one will be useful, too.
Hold on, don't we already have one of those?
A stem? I think somebody already does have a stem.
I have a water.
So now you have 2.
The next action is minus 3 steps.
I have a strength.
So now you have 2.
So I already have 1.
Okay. So give it to someone else. Whoever can hold it can take it. If you don't want it, no worries. You got something you don't want, you want to give up?
Sorry, recursion anchor.
I mean, I can hold 4. Well, I can hold 4.
Well, if you want to... Oh, you can hold 4?
I can hold 4.
You want the recursion anchor?
What?
Will, we already have 1 now. We don't need it.
We don't need this?
No, we don't. Because we have a recursion anchor in the communicators.
Well, those communicators are going with you.
Yeah. They're just able to themselves. Like, this lets you... Hold on. Never mind. I don't know.
What does it do?
A creature or object affected by this cipher cannot translate or pass through an inappropriate... an apposite gate for a day. The cipher contains enough energy to affect up to 5 creatures in immediate range with 1 use, so that no one can chase us through gates.
I don't think that's what you had. What's the other one?
Recursion code?
No, you're right. Okay.
Like, that one doesn't sound familiar at all.
So it's basically a sticky web that doesn't allow people to follow us.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. You're not wrong.
They have nerve gas or mind numbing gas.
Those are useful.
I don't remember which one.
You gave up the lube.
Is, yeah.
I don't remember.
Cool. Yeah, I don't remember. They kind of do the same thing.
Yeah, it's speed damage or intellect damage.
Yeah.
We get to choose.
Sure.
Yeah. That's how it works, right?
I'll just make you roll a D2 before you use it.
That's fair.
So we have enough space to carry all the new ones.
I mean, yeah, I can take the other,
okay.
The additional stem. So you have the curative.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Level 7 curative.
And so that basically gives me 7 points back to my pool.
Back to might.
Yep. Might pool. Okay.
Specifically might.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what I wanted it for.
Ow. Just punch the table.
We'll do that. All right.
Okay.
And it's only restorative, right? It's not...
Correct.
Yeah, I can't use it now and have 7 for... Okay.
Well, you should be healed up. So.
No, I am. I mean,
it's
I
not
can't...
additive.
Yeah, I can't go over. It's curative, so...
Okay.
So, alrighty.
Is this a fancy dinner? Are we getting all dressed up? Should Taco one of us Bell. Wear no. the stealth
no,
dress?
No, it's a lunch. It's not a dinner. You guys got there in the morning, so there would be no reason for a dinner.
It makes more sense for a dinner, though. Like, not go till the next day.
Yeah, and I feel like because that's they already had all the snacks and stuff out there, that was kind of like a lunch.
Yeah.
Can I sit next to donuts and coffee and shit.
Can I sit next to Quinn?
To who?
Her name wasn't Quinn.
Crap. Quinn?
Can't even get her name right.
Owen?
Bad first impression.
Mrs. Taru?
Could you please reuse her
name? It's all one word. Uintario.
Gosh darn it. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought it was her first and last. Ontaru.
Uintaru.
She's exotic.
Just put a lot of O's.
Ooh.
In
totally what I'm doing. In taru.
Rue.
Well,
the phonetic spelling that Derek just wrote down is
isn't
awful.
That the name of the big guy in Jackie Chan Adventures? Something
taru.
Like that.
Taru.
Is it Taru?
Yeah.
Ooh, so just taru. Put ooh in Taru in front of it.
Not in Taru, but ooh in Taru, yeah.
Ooh in Taru.
So once again, they don't have a gate to Rook, so they will provide you
that
with...
That is shocking that they don't have a gate to Rook or to Arden, which are the two main, like, other worlds.
It's just because the game makes you roll. So, roll. They'll give you a thing, just like they did, like, the crow feather, to be able to get there. It's a little piece of technology.
I will help.
Little gear shaft thing, so
well,
you get to roll
to
translate.
We have people who are helping, so what does that bring the step
easing,
down to?
Easing, helping.
I think two people hasten and one person eases.
Mm-hmm.
Is how we've been doing it.
Yeah.
Just roll a 20 so we don't have to carry. Mm-hmm. Like always.
Rook is a level 4.
So with people helping and whatnot, it's a what? A 3? Or no, 2?
It only drops it down 1, right?
That's not a 20.
Didn't work very well.
What'd you roll?
A 5.
No. You can try it again. This just takes longer.
Steve, yeah. It's ripped in half.
All it does is make you take longer.
13.
All right. So it took you a little longer than usual, but you make it.
I think as long as you don't crit fail, nothing
right.
Bad
pretty
happens.
Much.
Yeah.
I get spliced like in Harry Potter.
I believe we already talked about the foci and nobody wanted to take one, so we have to worry about that.
Thank you for laughing. Actually, we didn't talk about foci this time, but thank you.
Do you want to talk about foci?
That's fine. Whatever.
Adapts to any environment, infiltrates, interrogates weaponry, metamorphosizes, processes information, regenerates tissue, or spawns.
I can be Wolverine? I don't know. No, I'm good. I just got a frost sword. With some cool abilities. I'm ready to take on anything.
Any of those sound interesting to you guys?
I mean, they sound interesting, but at this point, it would take 25 minutes to figure it all out.
It's up to you.
No. I'm fine.
It appears as though human is the only race to play. So you do appear as human.
I thought they were cyborgs.
No. They're body modified people.
I wrote
what's
cyborg to make myself think.
But what's the difference between a body modifier and a cyborg?
I don't know.
I feel like cyborgs were part robot. That's not entirely the case.
Synthetic
then
tissues.
What are the modified people?
It's like Fallout synths.
I don't know.
They're synths.
Yes, they're cyborgs.
It's the easiest way to describe
Well, no, I'm
them.
Just, like, I'm actually trying to be curious. Like, is it organic modification, or is it...
No, it's not.
That's true.
The law is mad science, which is pretty...
Mad science. It seems like a place where people would augment themselves.
Organically, that's why I was, like...
That's true.
I mean, it's like steroids, right?
People have the wings of a bird.
They inject, you know, bits of... magical creature into them to make their leg haunted or something. I don't know.
The eyes of an eagle.
I think syringe guns are big here.
Syringe guns?
Yeah. Like
needlers.
Yeah, needlers. That's what they're called.
Is it like halo needlers?
That's all I can think of.
No.
Damn it.
I mean, I guess you could think of them that way if you wanted to, but it's mostly just like they have serums in them to do different things when they hit you, like poison and... what not to try to enable your movement or...
So it's kind of like a Halo Needler if they were vials and a needle.
Yeah. Pretty much, yes.
Cool.
So the trait for Rook, by the way, any creature with a spark, which is you guys, who attempts to recognize and understand the strange and its denizens, including identifying translated visitors from alternate incursions, as well as identifying and understanding ciphers, the difficulty to do so is modified by one step to its benefit. So... identifying ciphers is one step down.
Yeah, easier.
All right, things you would know about Rook. Rook operates under the law of mad science, and it is a place of extreme biotech and body modification. Rook has hidden... What?
I said cyborgs.
Yes. Rook has hidden in Earth's shadow since before humanity evolved, and it comes from another place in the universe, apparently having fled an unremembered disaster. Feuding factions rule Rook. A faction is like a religion, corporation, and governing body rolled into one. The True Code, which is capitalized, by the way, the True Code is the ancient knowledge of Rook, much of which is lost, though many still cleave to it and attempt to rediscover it. The All Song, which is also capitalized, the All Song is the communal web of knowledge, insight, and inspiration that many Rook rely on, though many believe the reliance comes at the expense of the True Code.
Is this like RoboCop?
It's probably more like Blade Runner than anything.
Murphy!
Yeah, I would agree.
I would have had to have seen Blade Runner to get that reference.
Yep.
The body modification, it's more of a... Like, when we do recursions, we can take on new forms. I think it's more of, like, biological changes. So, the people on Rook already...
No, like, she's right. That's exactly what it is. You can legit just have wings attached to your back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, that's what it is.
Falcon.
Because it's biotech and body modification. So, yeah. Like, you're modifying your body either through the use of
tattoos
technology.
And piercings as modification or biotech, which is adding something to your body.
The creepy version.
Well, no, because, like, it's like Wolverine where you can add crap to your body. Right? You can make your skeleton adamantium so you don't break bones anymore. Type of a thing.
It's a creepy version of animals.
Or it's like biotech where like you can make bionic legs so you can, you know, paralyzed people aren't paralyzed anymore.
I want the DNA of a cheetah in me.
Is what I'm understanding it as.
Animals? No.
So well, you guys arrive in the public lobby, which I guess...
There's really a public lobby to a whole
more,
world?
No.
The visitor center.
I feel like
if
lobby
you
is...
You are here.
Well, if I remember right... Rook is significantly smaller than Arden.
Yes.
And I think it's more operated kind of like a space station or some kind of...
Kinda.
So it's not really a...
I think lobby is the wrong word. That's what they have written in the book.
Yeah.
It's essentially a courtyard.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Like, you're not inside of a building. You're outside. But they call it a lobby. You arrive in the public library... The public lobby
is changing
of the glistening city of Harmonious.
Is it gold? Is that why it's glistening?
It's like the Emerald City in Wizard of Oz.
Is it emerald?
Actually, the Emerald City in the Wizard of Oz was not emerald. They actually had to wear green goggles to make everything green if you read the book.
Oh, yeah. I did hear about that. That's weird. Mm-hmm. That changes everything.
Doesn't it? I couldn't remember if it was made of glass. It was some sort of like white or clear like stone that they made everything out of.
Oh.
But then everybody wore these green goggles to make it look like it was emerald.
Everything's marble.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Like, I just remember Dorothy's dress when she took her goggles off was white, not green.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I have the books upstairs if you would like to read them.
I'm like 20 books behind on Horus Heresy.
So you guys are human, but you are sort of dressed in some strange clothing. It's definitely more.
We look like the cyborg guy on the cover.
Not quite, no.
Oh.
Because you don't have any modifications. But you do. I mean, it's similar. Like it's dark
steampunk-y.
Clothing. It's sort of steampunky, cyberpunk, probably more accurate.
Space punk.
Which is what that is. Yeah. That's what cyberpunk is. So it's closer to that.
I am not as big of a nerd as you guys. Sorry.
Uintaru, whoever, who obviously accompanied you, appears in giant golden armor.
That's my babe.
And she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
Stevie looks at you funny.
It's like big golden armor.
Take it, you've been here before?
Once or twice. In the public lobby. This is an open-air platform secured by trusses between several tower structures. The platform streams with all manner of people sporting body modification of every kind, some of them extreme. As you guys walk around, you see there are gene-engineered pets, cybernetic couriers, tiny robots that are moving between and above the press of humanity.
So we can get a new pet?
If you want a cyber pet, maybe.
Yes. I want a goldfish with a glass eye.
At the center of the platform, you guys see an all-song communal. It is thick with people standing, sitting, and even lying spread eagle, their eyes closed and their umbilicals plugged in to the all-song.
Hold up.
Spread eagle.
Their belly buttons are plugged into this thing.
This is how you communicate with the all song.
Ew. What if you have an Audi?
Easier.
Uintaro will explain to you. This is easier to find.
Yeah.
This is the all song. This is how you gain information. You can plug yourself in.
It's the Matrix.
You can plug yourself in and ask it anything, and it will give you the answer, unless it is an answer that it cannot arrive to.
I don't like this place. It's too weird.
It's probably the best place to go if you want to find whole body graphs and whatever else may be around it.
I want to look at my belly button. Do I have this insert?
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
So we do have a body modification.
Kind of.
Belly button, USB cord, port.
I think of it more as the Matrix, like with the giant needle thingy that like...
I don't want a needle in my belly button, though, so I'm going to try not to think about that.
Okay, well, to be fair, the Matrix was the back of your head, so...
I wonder if the all song can charge my cell phone.
Go over there.
All right, well...
You could ask it about the Dust Man.
Well, Uintaro also.
I don't know if we should directly ask it about the Dust Man.
You can ask it whatever you want.
I know that, but I
that
just...
uploads it to the...
Yeah, what if the Dust Man has some kind of, you know...
What if the Dust Man is the all song?
That too.
I guess...
I think we just gotta be cautious what we ask.
Game over. We figured it out. Done.
We don't even have to fight him or nothing. We win.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
I wish.
I just think we should be cautious about what we ask.
No, that's fair. Well, we're looking for whole body graphs. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a shop, correct?
Correct.
All right, so who's going to plug into it? Not me.
Should we just have
Uintaro do it?
Nose goes.
NPC goes.
Yeah. NPC. Sorry, Uintaro. Yeah, NPC did.
She's been here. She's been here for a couple times. She might actually know how to traverse the webway.
We're looking for a shop, yes.
Yeah.
Named Whole Body Graphs, yes.
Confirm.
I'm looking at Lucas, who's avoiding eye contact.
Yes.
Is that correct? Yes. Yeah. So why don't we just go look around and see if we can't find it?
Yeah.
Is there like a directory somewhere? It's like you are here.
The directory is the belly button, please.
The all song is your directory.
Fine. Jimmy looks down at his belly button. Well, first time for everything.
Oh boy.
Go. Okay. Go over there. So is it like cords just like in a row, or is it like just hanging there?
I think of like an octopus like coming out of the ground, like that's a fountain, and like people, because you said people were like spread eagle on the
people
ground.
Were everywhere.
Spread eagle, yeah. Sorry.
Like so Chicago. Like people are just like laying around, and I picture a fountain with like all these tentacle thingies coming off of it.
I'm thinking of like chairs and stuff. But spread eagle, I'm trying to imagine people with spread
eagle. It's not terribly far from the image I'm looking at.
Really?
Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a generalized image of the city, but if I'm what I'm looking at appears to be the All Song, then yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Oh, all right. Well.
Just make sure you disinfect the court first.
I know, right?
I hand you an alcohol swab, like, here you go.
Gonna go over there and just be like,
cool. Clean it off. Need a level 3 intelligence check to connect to it.
No!
You got this.
You just gotta get a 9 or better.
Level 3. Yeah.
I believe.
9 or better, huh?
Get a 10.
Let's not spend any effort on this. Oh. 17.
Nice.
See?
Hey, you connected. Good job.
I did it, guys.
You stick it in, you're like, ooh.
You guys kind of see that, like, he twitches a little when he connects, but doesn't appear to hurt or anything.
Wait, is he standing when he connects? Like, does he fall to the ground?
I don't know. Are you standing?
I'm laying down like everyone else, but not spread eagle.
He's
self-conscious.
I'm self-conscious.
I mean, you see people standing connected. Like, it doesn't appear as if they fall.
I'm laying down, though. I'm going to be the weird guy.
That's fine. You connect, and you don't get so much of a visual as much as a flash. And you hear a bit of a voice kind of welcoming you to the All Song.
Siri?
Ish. Something similar.
Cortana. Hello?
It asks, what can I, or, you know, what can I find for you, or what do you wish?
What question do you have?
I'm looking for a place called Whole Body Graphs. I'm not sure if we're in the right area.
You get a flash and kind of a ringing in your ear.
Not that comfortable.
And then you find that Whole Body Graphs.
It's like dial-up. Ring.
Whole Body Graphs occupies the top 10 floors and the roof of the Semiramis Tower. Semiramis. Semiramis.
N-I-S.
The Semiramis Tower.
Wow. Semiramis Tower. Top 10 story. And the top. Cool. Is there like an elevator to go from here?
There would be an it tells you that there would be an elevator inside of the tower.
Oh.
This, by the way, is a 200 floor tower.
Okay.
And it occupies again the top 10, including the roof.
And this is the Semarin Tower. Semarin's Tower?
Yes.
Okay, you're in there. Cool.
I don't awesome. Like this.
It will give you the location of the tower.
Time to do an airdrop.
I don't like this at all.
Awesome.
It asks you how, you know, if there are any further questions about Whole Body Graphs.
Do they accept walk-ins?
It says walk-ins are not accepted. You must create an appointment.
Can I do this from here?
No, you can find this. You can make an appointment in person on levels 191 or 192 of the public showroom.
192 of the showroom. Ooh, we're going somewhere. Awesome. I'm just probably just ask one more question. Like, who runs the shop? Classified.
It doesn't seem to have that information.
Ask the history.
How long has it been there?
Sorry. No, hang on. It doesn't have the information. I didn't write that on the information. You actually have to roll another intellect-based roll to get
that. No!
It's a difficulty 5.
Oh no! All right.
Because at this point you're digging deeper into the history of a place rather than trying to find the place itself.
Do I care?
You're digging deeper into the old song.
12, right? And you could spend effort.
Yeah. Do I care? I don't have any edge in intellect. I also only have 10 in my pool.
just roll one and see if it...
Well, I have to get 25.
What? How does your math work?
Oh, wait.
It's only... You'd have to get a 15.
I'm times everything by 5 right now in my brain.
You'd have to get a 15.
Okay, never mind. This is a lot easier than I thought.
That's why I was like, what?
It's like Lucas math.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Lucas math. We have a new winner of Lucas math.
Damn. Sucker. Damn it.
You have no idea how happy Lucas is right now.
Wow, I'm just
multiple. Jazz is just as bad.
We should have like an item we had to pass around.
Oh, no.
I could totally make a trophy.
I don't want this.
Let's do it. We're going to make a trophy.
All right, I'm going to
spray paint a calculator gold.
Just a TI.
Using some effort on it?
I'm using one effort on it.
Okay, so it's going to be a level 4.
No, it's got to be one of those calculators with like the ones that have like the receipts.
Yeah.
That come out when you... Whatever accountants used back in the day or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's fine. Don't do it? It's fine. Because, somebody with higher intelligence could plug in.
Anybody else can plug in if they want to plug in, yeah.
All right. I'll stop.
Okay.
You
can unplug yourself if that's what you wish to do.
Thank you for all your help. Have a great day.
See you unplug and you tell us what you heard.
Hey, guys. Next. Yeah. Okay. This is what I know now.
Cool. So now all the notes that I wrote down are shared, correct? Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'll plug in.
Okay. It's a level 3 to connect. Level 3 intellect roll to connect.
I have an edge of 2. Does that help?
No, you have to spend effort for that.
Yep.
I got 15.
Yeah. You are connected.
We're really good at this belly button stuff.
Belly button buddies.
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
This is getting really uncomfortable, really fast.
It's almost
we need to have a conversation with Karen.
It's almost as bad as, you know, shaking hands and giving your blood to pay for stuff in the crow world.
I know, right?
That was fun.
Talk about fun. Right.
I had so much money.
I assume you ask about whole body grafts?
Yes.
It tells you where whole body grafts is.
The history of the...
To dive deeper into the all song, it is a level 5 based intellect roll.
So I will use a level of effort.
Just one.
So it's a level 4, which is exactly what he tried.
Mm-hmm. I got an 11.
Not enough. Ooh. You can spend an XP to re-roll.
But I have an edge of 2. Well, I used an effort.
That drops it one level.
Well, you can do multiple effort levels.
I should have done 2. I forget how edge works.
Yeah.
So
we didn't use it right the first several times we played.
How much is your effort at? How much effort do you have?
I have 4.
So you can go up to 4 levels of effort if you want.
You could, we could make that a level 1.
Yeah.
I mean, you're spending a lot of points.
You're spending a lot.
Yeah.
Which I can't do because I'm stupid.
No, I'm good.
So
to do max, that's going to be 9 points from your stat pool.
Yep. With your edge of 2, though, it's only 7.
See, I don't think we do that. I don't remember.
I don't.
So yeah. I don't think our edge counts for effort.
It just, I didn't think it did. I thought it was an edge was what brought it down by X amount, and then
your edge
effort
does subtract from the effort.
The edge subtracts from the amount of points from that you're spending from your pool. What's your edge right now?
2.
2.
Okay, so when you take a level effort, it costs you 3 points. So it's only going to cost you 1 because your edge discounts the 2.
Gotcha.
So you used 1 point of intellect.
Yeah. So if you do 2 effort, it's 5 because the second effort
helps your roll.
So 5 minus 2.
Where
edge three
decreases what you lose.
Correct.
That's why I have an edge of 3 in my mind.
So if you were to have used 2 levels of effort, it would only cost you 3 points of intellect because 2 will be negated, and it's 5 total for 2 levels.
I'm going hardcore into one pool. This is probably not the best idea.
I think me and you are.
Do you have any other questions about whole body graphs?
You want to do it again?
Wait, do we have any other questions? Other than like the history of it?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
I mean, it told you that there's a showroom on
191 and 192.
191 and 192.
Yep.
This would be the place for you to make an appointment.
All I can think of is like, yeah. All right, I guess.
Yeah.
If you want to try again, I don't have the pool to keep trying.
I mean, I can try again.
Like, if we really want that information, I don't think it's going to be that necessary.
Mine is, my intelligence pool's as bad as yours at the beginning.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I'm still at 19 points. Like, it's
Oh, yeah. Me and him, or he's at 7 and I'm at 10 now.
And I have no edge in intellect.
Same.
Dude. You
good?
Unless you want to know what else is in the building, yeah.
Do we want to know what else is in the building, or are we good?
I'm down with going in just guns drawn. And
I'm excited for the showroom.
I'm asking the other person with a high intelligence pool.
I'm good.
Okay.
Showroom.
No, I'm good. I think we can get any answers that we need there. Any further
That's fine.
Answers there.
I might turn to... Sorry, I'm going to... butcher her name every freaking time. Uintaru. Can I call Uintaru? I'm gonna turn to her and be like, "Hey, is there an easier name I can say for you? Do you have a cool nickname?"
No.
I was hoping it was something longer and more complicated.
Yeah, right. Can I call you Ooh?
No.
Dang it. So you've been here before? You said a couple times.
I've never been to this tower.
Oh, never mind then. Is there anything that we should watch out for? Is there any bad guys here?
Bad guys.
Pickpocketers?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, okay. Kidnappers?
I imagine this place is probably well guarded. It is, you know, a shop.
Okay.
You said that the showroom was 191 and 192?
Yes.
What was above?
Above that...
is still the company, but we don't know.
Yeah, it's the whole body graphs. They own the top 10 floors of this tower.
The Elsong did not tell you?
I wasn't smart enough.
Do you want me to go back in and ask?
Well, Tari, what do you mean? Like, the top 10 floors is the whole body graphs.
Well, something? If only two floors of the showroom, what's above that?
Whole body graphs? I don't know. Wait, last night? Oh, I don't know. I assume corporate? That was like a giant company. I was to plug in again. I guess. I don't
Why didn't she plug in and ask?
You're way better at these questions.
Because she's an NPC and she'll say, F*** you.
She's smart.
She's the one asking the questions.
She is 1,000 years old.
She's obviously more interested than we are, so she can figure out for herself.
Here,
I went back in and I got a nat 20.
Cool.
She's really good at this now.
So you find that above 191 and 192 are the surgical theaters and 193 and 194.
Oh, there's actually one.
Safe and sanitary surgical theaters.
Surgical theaters.
Again, appointment only, right?
Was on what floor? Sorry,
193,
194.
Okay. Research and development labs are on levels 195 and 196 above the surgical theaters.
Cool beans.
It also states that access to higher levels requires an access key.
Which is found on?
Huh? I didn't hear what you said.
I said, which is on floor?
If you ask it what the key is, it explains that it is a ring. Rings of varying colors. Will access varying floors.
That's giving me way more information than I thought.
Above the research labs is information that the Allsung does not have. So 197 to 200 the Allsung does not have that information.
Mama.
You rolled to figure out who owns the place. Whole Body Graphs is associated with the faction Zal, Z-A-L. It's more likely owned by a subsidiary, as with many Zal facilities.
Okay.
Explains to you the coded rings. You can get to those places if you have somebody accompanying you that has a ring. That's obvious. White rings are the least secure. Red are the most. Many Zal employees have white rings, but only the trusted few wear red.
So we have to try to get a hold of some of these rings.
And since you rolled nat 20, I'll give you this too.
We don't need a couple. We need one.
Everything.
Because you can accompany people with a ring.
Okay, so basically we just need a red ring for...
We need one red ring.
For the best outcome. Mm-hmm.
So, since you rolled the nat 20, you find that the principal owner of Whole Body Graphs is a man by the name of Urdust. U-R-Dust. No other information regarding Urdust is accessible.
Urdust.
No, Urdust.
Oh, Urdust.
Yeah.
Fine.
Urdust.
U-R-Dust.
U-R-Dust.
Urdust.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Jimmy's like, okay.
Says, Urdust.
We're Jimmy.
Jimmy and Sebastian are like,
time to give up. Where's
his
the
name
bar?
Is Ur? Ur is a weird name.
Urdust.
Urgst. Urgst.
Also, much like any other internet.
Abby Normal.
Also, much like any other internet platform, which is essentially what this is, you get a whole lot of advertisements about body modification flashing around you.
What kind of body modification?
Anything from tattoos to having wings strapped to your back. I mean, it's a varying things of varying prices and sizes and what have you.
It's exciting. I don't have enough money for that.
Can I roll to see if the All Song knows more about Urdust?
It does not have any other information other than who the man is.
She said it too.
I just didn't know if like he owned any other companies, if you know, like when you IMDb somebody.
Since you already rolled in at 20, it does not appear, the name does not appear with any other organization.
Is there a picture?
No.
This interweb sucks. Google is so much better.
All Song doesn't really know all now, does it?
Maybe it does not.
Deleted.
I bet we can go back to Earth and Google like Urdust, and a picture pops up.
Or they have their own version.
I mean, a picture will pop up.
I'm
going to
do that.
A picture will pop
maybe
up.
Maybe don't do that because it might ruin the game.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't know what's on there.
Sad.
If you look it up.
That's true.
I honestly don't know what's on there. I'll do it. I don't want.
He's going to immediately be like, don't do it.
Don't do it.
I don't want anything.
I wanted to.
Okay, it doesn't. What it does do is gives you some kind of like makeup image. Whatever.
Oh, it's so it's the new manicure system where it's powdered stuff to make nail polish. That's what it shows.
Gotcha.
It's made from Spire.
Cool.
Maybe it is.
So that's that. Now you got more info.
Woo!
Stevie comes out.
Is Ooh better now?
She takes it out and she goes, she's happier. So, y'all.
Oh, she does.
Stevie
does
gets kind of snotty with Untaru about it. And be like, well, this is the information that like she clearly wouldn't go in and get, type of a thing. Because Stevie has an attitude. Not unlike Emily.
Yep. She's happier. She says, well, now we know that there's security to go up levels.
Let's do it. Let's go find that elevator.
Well, all right.
Shouldn't we know what the rings look like? Should I ask what the rings look like?
It's a white ring and a red ring.
Right, but what does it like? Okay, you know what rings look like, but there's so many different kinds of rings.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like it's going to be pretty obvious.
Because if we see somebody with it, I was just thinking we could steal it.
Yeah, that was the point.
But we don't know what it looks like.
Trust me, I was going to steal one.
We can steal one in the building.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn to OT and be like, yo.
Knock somebody out.
Well, so everybody be aware of hands.
Yeah.
Or, I didn't even think about this. It doesn't have to be a hand ring.
I want to turn to...
Oh, ew.
Ooh, yeah. I want to turn to OT and be like, hey, do you know what these rings look like?
I'm OT? Out on that one.
Utaru.
I'm trying different ones. Maybe it'll
stick.
It
starts with a U.
Ah, dang it. UT. That doesn't sound right. Because it's almost to a urinary
UD
tract.
Rhymes
UTI?
With
UTI?
Yeah.
UDI.
She would imagine that they appear as a simple band, but she wouldn't know.
I don't think they're going to look all that fancy. I think they're going to be pretty obvious when we see people wearing white and red, blah, blah, blah.
Rings.
Red
Rings.
I almost said
red wings. Huh?
I almost said red wings.
Boo.
Oh my goodness.
Red rings.
Okay.
It's probably going to be pretty clear who has access to security and doesn't.
I guess I'm going to look around real quick. They said that the white ones were really common. Do I see anything that looks like a white ring?
That they all saw?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People that are plugged in and not looking?
Not really, no.
Fudge. I was like, this is easy pickings.
Well, let's go find the tower.
All right. Let's do that.
Tower is easy to find. You got the location from the All Song.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. You can tweet us at Rancor's_brothel, and our archives can be found at rancorsbrothel.com.